All right, have you guys heard about Stephen McCormick from New Zealand? They're basically calling him the human balloon.
No.
Oh, no, that's the guy that, blowed up.
He got blowed up. Yeah, like a balloon blowed up. Been about a week, but Stephen McCormick, standing on the plate between the cab of his truck and the semi-trailer, when he slipped.
Yeah?
Broke the hose off.
Oh, no.
Of a brass nipple that was connected to the compressed air reservoir that is used to power the brakes. The nozzle pierced his butt, and compressed air at the rate of 100 pounds per square inch began rushing into his body, basically inflating him like a balloon.
And he's entered the Macy's Day Parade,
He was blown up to three times his normal size, rushed to a hospital. Process of removing the air took about 3 days in, well, the ways you can imagine. Quickly became an internet sensation. His face has been on websites all over. Asked whether he could get used to this newfound celebrity status. He says, I don't know. What's it pay? He's got a very realistic view. Wow. I mean, just proves anything is possible.
You're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah. You know?
I'm really scared.
Either that or your air hose is.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, sure. Y'all didn't stretch that story.
I was so scared to take that call.
Boy. Oh, boy. We got busted.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard what you did there.
Thank you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ultrasounds aren't just for humans anymore. Pregnant dolphins can get them, too.
Really heck getting them into that machine, though.
Yeah, a dolphin
sure
at the
right.
Brookfield Zoo.
Getting them to sit still.
Named Topico. Had her pregnancy confirmed last week. A zoo spokeswoman said due to the relationship built on mutual trust and respect between the trainers and the animals, voluntarily the dolphin cooperated with the exams. In exchange for her cooperation, she was given some fish.
There's no good maternity dolphin clothes.
It's
hard to buy for them. Really.
Well,
is.
That plus, you know.
Because they don't want to look fat.
And you're going to pass it on to somebody else. They're going to go, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I saw it.
And what does a dolphin sound like talking to her husband saying, you did this to me? You know.
She probably sounds a lot like Flipper.
Yeah. Probably so. Yeah. Yeah.
You knew someone had to do it.
Not me. I wasn't going to go there.
I was resisting the urge.
Iran wants to celebrate it all.
Glad I could step up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Iran wants to celebrate an all-Iranian internet so that people can only access websites that adhere to strict Islamic moral codes. Check back with us. Let's see how that does. Despite recent drops in prices from both crude oil, just so you don't run out of things to worry about, despite the recent drop in prices for both crude oil and gasoline, some experts say the worst is yet to come.
Hooray!
Yes, some Wall Street types predicting $135 a barrel oil. Well, you know what? The only reason they're predicting that is because they want it driven to that price so that they can make some money off of it. We've done that one before.
Grr.
$5 a gallon gas by midsummer. Oh, yikes. And to put all this in perspective, every 50-cent jump in the price of gasoline takes about $70 billion out of the U.S. economy. So, again, pay no attention to the naysayers on Wall Street. They're just there so they can make more money. So, how do you have a horse competition without a horse? This gets odderer and odderer.
Well, you do it in basketball all the time.
Yeah. Take that, Scott.
There you go.
This is actually be an equine competition. Okay. Thank you. That's very good, though.
Well, thank you.
Well, I know what you do.
Yeah.
You call Cher.
Oh, there you go.
A rare
equine virus outbreak in Utah has forced contestants at an upcoming competition for girls to compete without their mares. Instead, they'll use stick horses.
Ah.
Oh, delicious.
You know it. Remember those? Available at local toy stores.
Shameless turkey.
Thank you.
That's right.
The toy horse head on the
stick.
Do you
sell the whip with it? You
know, no.
When do you go
crop.
To
the, it's called a crop. Come on. It's not a whip. It's a crop.
A crop?
A whip would
That's
be inhumane.
Called. It's called a crop.
Yeah.
Well, no,
crop.
Wait, when they're talking to the jockey after the race, they say, when did you go to the whip? They don't say, when did you go to the crop?
Okay.
Well, General Patton carried a crop.
Okay, well.
He's all I care about.
Now.
George C. Scott.
The girls.
Remember, them's ivory-handled pistols.
Yeah, go ahead.
The girls had to trot around the arena with stick horses as their show ponies.
Were they forced to yell out, I'm a pony, as they made their laps?
I don't know.
How demeaning. I would have withdrawn.
I would agree.
I would have demanded, I would have given my full blessing to my daughter to withdraw, because I'm not sure I could sit in the stands and watch her do that.
Well, rodeo experts and judges said it still tests the rider's knowledge of their routine rather than letting the horse do all the work. With the stick horse, the rider has to do all the work.
Can we call
I would agree.
Can we call Pete Catalina? See if, you know, this could save him some money. Just go to stick horses.
Catalina Cowgirl.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this could save, you know, save on the budget, save on food.
At least
you
talk about the feed bills going through the
floor. Oh, my goodness.
You don't have to worry about that.
That's right. Yeah. You know.
What?
He's selling horses for it's all said and done.
May not be the same showmanship, you know, but.
Tell you what,
you wear the flashy uniforms, carry the flag around.
You can
still open a rodeo that
you'll
way.
You'll be
You're
asked
right.
about that.
You
yeah.
could.
You'll be asked about that. Report back to us later this week how that comes on.
I will.
Okay,